It's about the diversity from within. And I think that's why we as a team feel really proud of what we achieved.
Do you know the secret behind a successful team? In this podcast, dream teams share their powerful collaboration and reveal how they turn today's ideas into tomorrow's solutions. Discover the story of change makers who share their innovative journey with our host, Travis Shepherd. This is Dream Teams.
Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 4 of Dream Teams podcast. Last time I teased a little bit about bursting bubbles and inclusivity and those types of topics, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Last time also, we heard a lot about the collaboration between different people, and it really was really a focus on the team, and that's what we want to focus on today as well. With every episode of Dream Teams, I talk about one of my favorite Dream Teams. In this case, it is the current Women's World Cup champions, the U.S. Women's National Team.
What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
So I'm going to introduce both of you. Just tell me a little bit about your role in the project, but more importantly, what is your favorite Dream Team? I'm going to start with you, Krista.
All right. My name is Krista Kuhlemann. I work here at PwC's Experience Center. Oh, my favorite Dream Team. Well, I truly believe in diverse teams, right? That's what we're all talking about today. So my dream team would be the team behind the Netflix series Bridgerton.
So,
Right. Well, dear reader, the scandalous accounts from last night's soiree at
For
Fox
me,
Hall
like watching those series
shocking.
Is like, yeah, that is what a dream team is, right? I mean, they're all from diverse backgrounds and all those type of things. So I think that is a dream team to me. Yeah.
Oh, great. Excellent. Fika, I'll ask you as well.
Yeah, so my name is Fika. I was included in the Burst My Bubble project from advisory, so I'm within consulting. And my dream team, it was actually a difficult question because there are so many good teams, really depending on how you look at it. But my answer for now is actually the Dutch Olympics team from last year.
Sif van Assen, los, volledig aan, volledig aan. Daar is ze, daar is de tweede gouden medaille van Nederland.
The reason for that is A, it was very diverse. I think they were all there with the same goal, of course, be good in the sport they're doing. But also I think the whole Paralympic team did a great job. And what I really liked, even though they were in their own bubble and without the supporters due to COVID, wasn't the most fun probably.
Sure.
But they were really also cheering for each other and celebrating their or each other's success. And I think that what made it really cool next to that, they were very successful, of course.
I think that's really an interesting aspect and just interesting angle for these dream teams too, is it's not about just bringing together all these different disciplines, experiences, perspectives. We've talked a lot about that, but it's also cheering for each other and really being supportive of the other members of the team. If you look at all the examples so far, I think that was very true.
Absolutely.
So I will fully disclose also that Krista and I are part of our own dream team. So we are in the same team together. And Burst My Bubble, as it's currently called, maybe name something different later, yeah, is our project. So I've worked a lot on this. I will try not to let that influence this conversation, though, as proud of as I am of what we've accomplished.
Yeah.
Why don't we start with a little bit of what is Burst My Bubble? What is it?
So Burst My Bubble is a program that we built to improve diversity and inclusion within companies. And what we do is we establish random connections between professionals based on their genuine interests and passions.
Excellent. So what does this do for the business?
For the business is that it will enable them to assemble diverse teams because basically your network will be enlarged. You will meet other people from different parts of the organization that you would normally not meet so quickly, right? And besides, is that you will learn about people's passions and interests and the knowledge they have, and you can see how can I use that for my company's success.
Well, sounds very promising. Sounds like a lot. Fika, is this something that you would use?
I, of course, have to say yes, because I worked on the idea.
Well, yeah, that'd be nice, I would think. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. How I see it, which I think is really cool, is like a Tinder for business,
okay,
which I think is really cool because I never used it in my private life. So this is the opportunity, but also it makes it easy to enlarge my network in a fun way. And I think to be successful within PwC, you need to have a large network. You need to know which information is what and how I can help my clients best. this will definitely help next to that, that it's fun, of course. And I'd like to learn more about other people and maybe also work together at a later stage. So definitely.
It will enable to bring your whole self to work, right? Everything beyond your LinkedIn profile. Because what does your LinkedIn profile say about you, right? You are so much more than that.
We all are, yes, absolutely. So how was working together, Krista, with Fika and some of the other people that weren't maybe doing this every day, right? That were coming in from an outside perspective.
Yeah. So I think it'd be, you know, worthwhile to say that within our organization, right, we tackle a finance problem or a tax problem with finance or tax people, right? And now we have a topic that is so broad and it's so complex. So we really sort of assembled a multidisciplinary diverse team. So we had a team of people with different backgrounds, different perspectives, all working together. And none of them had ever done that really before, right? We have people with so many different backgrounds in this company and we've never really brought them together. So, and then for such a topic, everybody feels obviously super passionate about it. So that was, I think, truly amazing to see what came out of working together in such a way where you bring various perspectives, various backgrounds, various expertises to the table and make something a success.
There were some challenges, though. Even though you had all these different perspectives there and different experiences, backgrounds, et cetera, these all lines of service were involved. In some cases, there might be in a little bit of miscommunication. Well, Fika, did you experience any of that miscommunication? Or
I think as a group, we were quite outspoken because we're so enthusiastic about the topic and we want to contribute. And maybe one example, I think it was in week 3 or so, we were divided into a couple of teams, like smaller teams. And we were discussing about the real problem and how we want to solve it. And even though we were all talking English to each other, another guy and I, we were just in a discussion and we were really convinced about what we were saying ourselves. And it was just like, okay, at a certain moment, we were just like, okay, we have the same goal, but we don't really understand each other. Maybe it's good just to step back and meet each other in half an hour again. And we were also, due to COVID, working from home, not like doing other client work or other work, but just really take a walk and try to think what the other one actually said or meant, or and what it is that I myself actually meant, because also sometimes it's just difficult to find words. And I always believe that when someone else doesn't understand you, maybe it's me and it's the type of wording I cannot find or not able to use the right words. And that was really the case. So when we came back after a stroll in the park, which was nice actually, because I never do that just during the day,
right.
We actually found each other very quickly, like within 5 to 10 minutes. So for me, that was like, we can speak up, but we also trust each other, trust the process, which was very important as well. Like Krista said, it was like all new. And I mean, I'm used to working with frameworks, so it was also out of my own comfort zone. No, but also working with the different type of people, it was challenging, but also so much learning. Yeah, it was really a learning opportunity.
That's a great story. I appreciate it. And this person that you had these challenges with, you're good now?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that's great. So,
yeah.
Excellent. Part of, so trust the process, I think you mentioned that was something that we talked a lot about during the course of doing this. I think, Krista, you and I were very involved in trying to bridge some of these gaps, or how do we all speak the same language, right? Even though we're all speaking English, we were talking about things in much different phrases. Can you talk a little bit about that process and, you know, what did that look like? How was it aligning all these different groups?
Yeah, so we were in a 4-week program together, right? So, and there was a particular heartbeat in that program. And in the first instance, we really focused problem, right? And I mean, we work in an advisory company, so we like to think solution all the time. So it was kind of hard at the beginning to focus problem, but that's what we, I think, as a team established really well, is like bring everybody together. We had a few interventions. We really brought all of those perspectives, like I talked before, together and really started to understand. So what is the root cause of this problem? How could we really try and solve this? And then over the course of the next 4 weeks, it's all about defining some of the opportunities we find, ideating upon those and prototyping. And perhaps, funny to say here is that that was new to a few people. Like, you know, we invited clients very early in the process, right, to start validating and testing some of our assumptions. And that was new. I think we not only speak for a company like PwC that we build products and that we think that we know the problem really well and that we build a solution that is like the Rolls Royce, and we think that the clients will fall crying in our arms like, oh, finally you have it for me, right? That's not how it works, right? So I go by a famous one-liner of the LinkedIn founder. When you're not ashamed of your product, you have launched too late. And that was, I think, for a lot of the people in the team, like, oh no, but we just have some wireframes. Hey? At the end of the four weeks, like I said, we just had some wireframes, but we really wanted to test early. Is this, are we onto something? Does this resonate with you? Will this solve your problem? And I think, that captures kind of the process that we went through and that we really had to bring everybody along.
What I really liked about this process and like doing the pitches for potential clients is they were so happy just to think along. And I think like normally even though they don't know whether or not they have this problem, we as PwC, you have a problem and we have got the solution. Yeah. And now they were just like, okay, we see this is a problem. We don't know about the solution. Please think along. And they were just like very happy about that approach. And also just looking from my own perspective, it was so cool just to see how it can also be.
Yeah.
And they were really part of the team. So it wasn't just a team here within PwC. The clients were a big part of this team until now. They're still involved. They're still a part of this process, which is really cool.
This is Dream Teams.
Coming here towards the end, this goes really fast, is... I've mentioned on some of the other podcasts, it goes pretty quickly. So I'll look to you, Krista. What's something that you learned about yourself as you went through this first project?
Oh, wow. Yeah, a lot, right? Yeah. So, but let me pick a few. I think for everyone in this project, it was quite a emotional roller coaster as well, because we've spoken to a lot of people to learn about this topic, right? And to learn about this problem, basically. So, I never really take my work home, but I think with this program, I really did, because we learned that diversity and inclusion is still a work in progress theme, right? And of course, we might be proud for a lot of the things that are going really well. And I think we should be proud of those things and continue moving forward on those. But we also learned that there's still a lot of things going wrong. So that it is a work in progress topic, Travis, is what I would give as an answer. That was my biggest learning, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Fika, same question.
Yeah, I recognize what Krista's saying. Brought it home, but not like, oh, this is a solution, a problem I have to solve, but really just understanding the problem. We talked to these change makers outside and within PwC, and I just felt it the moment I talked to them. And I just wanted to share my story, their stories, also with friends and family. So this project and this topic itself, I still like feel it in my body. And also after that, I really put more thought into the topic.
That's great. I will speak for myself a little bit also. This project was a big part of my life for a while. It's interesting because I am a straight, middle-aged, white male from the middle of America. Not exactly the picture of what you would think of diversity, but I would say that's probably part of my duty or part of my responsibility is to help bring this forward and make sure that everybody has the opportunities that I have.
Mm-hmm. Can I just react on that? I think it's a great way of saying it, right? We also learned, I think, as a team, that diversity is something that you have from within. It is not just something that your looks that determines whether you are diverse, yes or no. It is really, you know, it's about the diversity from within. And I think that's why we as a team feel really proud of what we achieved, because the program focuses on everyone and not just the people who we would say as the underrepresented minorities, right? And I think that was another learning in our program, is that they feel, yeah, the focus is always on us. The focus is always on us, as if we are the problem, right? And I think especially for maybe you, Travis, like, hey, you feel maybe like, okay, I might not be the one targeted, but it is, I think, the program. That's what's so unique about this program, is that we target everyone and that we really try to establish connections between the people who, you know, are either in a community or in a bubble, yes or no. And I think that is what makes it really unique.
Great. Great place to end. Thank you very much. Thank you both very much. This was an excellent conversation. And Chris, I'll see you in a little bit. We got some meetings and stuff later on. So.
Exactly. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next time on Dream Teams.
Join us for our next podcast when we are talking about more robots. Now, I know, understand, we had another podcast about robots, but this time it's an actual robot that milks cows. So be sure and tune in next Dream Teams podcast.
PwC shares a passionate community of solvers, creating new solutions for a new day. That's the new equation.
That's the new equation.
If you have thoughts or ideas, please share them with us.